This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
The names of the apostles of Jesus are recorded in 4 places in the New Testament. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of 1 Peter. In each case, the name of Peter is first on the list. The Lord had his 12, but he also had his 3, Peter, James, and John, who were with him on very special occasions. Peter was one of these. Peter was mightily used of God in public evangelism. When he preached on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people were added to the church. As a result of the healing of the lame man and Peter's sermon that followed, 5,000 more believed. He was chosen to lead Cornelius to Christ and thus opened the door for the Gentiles to become Christians. As a result of his ministry, all that dwelt in Lydda and Sharon turned to the Lord. Peter had been a fisherman. He heard the call of Christ. Peter must have been a very good follower, because he was a good fisher of men. He was brought to Christ by Andrew, his brother. Peter was energetic, enthusiastic, and impetuous, a natural-born leader. The name which Jesus gave him, Rock, was indicative of his real character, which Jesus well understood: strength of conviction, courage, boldness, although he did deny his Lord. Later, however, he was absolutely fearless under persecution. Peter's first letter was written to strengthen, encourage, and comfort Christians in the midst of persecution and remind them of their great hope in Christ. He speaks to them as pilgrims on the earth, away from home, suffering, journeying toward and longing for their heavenly home. The church was undergoing afflictions and trials all over the world. It seemed to many that the end had come. It looked like the devil was about to gain the day. Thus, this epistle was born in an atmosphere of suffering. He exhorted Christians not to think it strange that they had to suffer, reminding them that the great work of Christ was accomplished by suffering. That Peter was chosen by Christ to encourage Christians comes as no surprise. He knew the agony of defeat. He had been there. After he had denied the Lord out of fear of persecution, he broke down and wept. Later, he showed marvelous stamina and control during the most violent resistance. He had known victory and defeat. He could identify with those who were terrified, and he could challenge them to victory. He had done it all. He reminded them of the constant watch care of the Lord. He reminded them to be sure that their suffering was the result of godly living and not because of any wrongdoing on their part. Peter has been an encouragement and challenge to Christians down through the ages. His life had its ups and downs, like all of ours. His ministry was mightily blessed of God. His letters minister to our needs. Study this letter to find consolation in trials.
The Bible is a treasure chest of God's promises for us today. To help you discover and claim those promises, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship